In this bulletin, Turkish warplanes carry out airstrikes on civilian areas in northeastern Syria. A gunman livestreams an attack on a synagogue in Germany before killing two people. And Wales has prevailed 29-17 win against Fiji, securing a spot in the quarterfinals of the Rugby World Cup. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Chakamelos. Turkey has bombed parts of northeastern Syria in an offensive that would lead to conflict with the Kurds. The Kurdish-led Democratic Forces says the airstrikes have killed at least two civilians. Turkey claims the operation is to create a safe zone that is free of Kurdish militias and able to house Syrian refugees. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker has called on Turkey to halt its military actions and has warned the EU not to pay for the creation of any safe zone in northeast Syria. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says civilians will not be targeted.
Bakanım, özellikle tüm kuvvet komutanlarımızla birlikte terör koridorunu yerle bir edeceğiz.
Together with all our commanders, we will bring down the terror corridor. We are determined. Our combat is not against the civilians. No steps will be taken against the civilians.
A gunman who killed two people in eastern Germany live-streamed his attack when he attempted to enter a synagogue. The video, which has been removed from an online video game platform, shows him making anti-Semitic comments to cameras before driving to the synagogue in Halle and shooting into the door. After failing to gain entry, the 27-year-old German killed a woman close to the synagogue before killing a man in a local kebab shop. This man says the suspect was dressed in a military-style outfit.
The man approached the kebab shop. I noticed immediately that something was wrong because he was wearing a helmet and had an assault rifle. Then he threw something that looked like a hand grenade with gaffer tape, which bounced back from the doorframe and did not land inside the shop.
Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden has forcefully called for President Trump's impeachment. Democrats started impeachment proceedings after claiming Mr. Trump pressured Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to investigate Mr. Biden and his son. Mr. Trump has denied he did anything wrong, while the White House has refused cooperation, arguing the impeachment proceedings were unconstitutional. Until now, Mr. Biden has only backed an inquiry to gather information, but his speech to supporters in New Hampshire makes his position clear.
His words and his actions. President Trump has invaded himself by obstructing justice, refusing to comply with the congressional inquiry. He's already convicted himself. In full view of the world and the American people, Donald Trump has violated his oath of office, betrayed this nation, and committed impeachable acts.
Calls to raise the Newstart allowance will be put directly to a parliamentary inquiry into the unemployment welfare payment. There have been widespread calls for a increase in the payment, which has barely risen in real terms for more than two decades. The left-leaning think tank, the Australian Institute, will be among those appearing. It's calling for an increase of around $200 per week. Wales has prevailed 29-17 against Fiji, securing a spot in the quarterfinals of the Rugby World Cup. The Pacific Islanders led 10-0 after 9 minutes and again after a penalty try in the 54th minute. Winger Josh Adams' first two scores gave the Six Nations champion a 14-10 lead at half-time. His third score, with a flying finish, placed Wales back in front before a 69th-minute bonus point victory try by Liam Williams. Fiji kept running the ball until the final whistle, but now bow out of the World Cup. The weather for the rest of today, it's partly cloudy in Perth and 24 degrees in Adelaide. It's also cloudy, 20, 16 in Melbourne, with a few showers clearing, showers also for Hobart and 14. In Canberra, partly cloudy in 18, much the same for Wollongong, with a shower or two. Similar conditions for Sydney, 19. Showers for Newcastle, 19. A possible shower for Brisbane, a top of 24. 31 and mostly sunny in Cairns. And it's also sunny today in Darwin with a top of 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.